This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was some news this week, the likes of which we haven't really heard much of lately. Two true stories of winning the economic jackpot. One, a scientist. The other, a poker player. First up, the scientist, Alan Guth. He's a physics professor at MIT. He's won $3 million for his work in particle physics, his adaptation of the Big Bang Theory, as he puts it. The money was part of a prize set up by a Russian high-tech investor named Yuri Milner, sort of a counterpoint to the Nobel Prize, except with more money. Professor, it's good to have you on.
Thank you.
First of all, I suppose congratulations are in order, right?
I guess so. Thanks a lot.
How did you find out about this award?
I found out about it initially by a telephone call from one of the other winners. They realized that if Yuri Milner called me up with his Russian accent and told me he would give me $3 million if I gave him my bank account numbers, I'd probably hang up. I was flabbergasted.
How'd you get this money? Did they really just wire it into your account?
That's right. They just wired it into my account. So one day I logged in and suddenly it was $3 million plus.
We should all have such problems, huh?
That's right. That's right. The bank charged a $12 wire fee, but I decided that was okay.
You're okay with that?
Circumstances.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the money, Professor? You figure that out yet?
No. My wife and I have started to talk about it, but we decided that we were both still so shell-shocked that we weren't really in any condition to think about it intelligently.
Do you suppose that smart young high school and college students will see this and say, man, I got to get into physics. There's these prizes out there.
I certainly would not advise any young person to go into physics for the money, yeah. In spite of the fact of these prizes being there. But nonetheless, I think the fact that these prizes are there does, I think, indicate that society values this work. And it's my belief that it does have an effect on young people.
Alan Guth, he's a professor of physics at MIT. Professor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kai.